Good morning, students. Today I will share one more interesting story with you. But before that, you have to tell me what is the importance of today thing. Yes, you are right. Today is a Nag Panchami day. Nag Panchami. What is this? Maybe you have noticed on this day, your mama is worshipping the snake idol. Oh, the picture of the snake, she is worshipping it. But why do she do like that? What is the reason behind this? So today I will tell you the story why your mama is doing like that, or why your grandmother is doing like that. So today I will share you the story of Nag Panchami. Nag Panchami, which finds a mention in a Garuda or the Skanda Puran, is one of the most important day in the holy month of Shravan. It is celebrated on a Panchami Tithi, that is the fifth day of the Shravan month in the Shukla Paksha. This year we are celebrating this Nag Panchami Puja on today. So why we celebrate this Nag Panchami? So let us see. A very long ago, there was a one kingdom. Okay, so there lived a Brahman who had a 7 sons and the 7 daughter-in-laws, and the 6 of the daughter-in-laws had brothers who they would visit during the time of the Shravan, and the one of did not have any brother, and she would get upset. One day she worshipped Sheshnag. Children, you know Sheshnag? Yes, the Sheshnag who is having the 7 hoods, and it's believed that he is holding our earth on his head. It's a mythological character, children. Okay, it's not a real. Okay, so one day she worshipped Sheshnag and expressed her sorrow. Therefore, to surprise her, Sheshnag visited her house in a disguise of the Brahman man. He asked her to consider him as his brother and took her to his home in a Patal Lok. A while later, Sheshnag revealed his real form and asked the woman to sit on his hood. She prayed to him and felt honor of becoming the sister of the Sheshnag himself. A few days later, Sheshnag asked the woman to be cautious while walking in the dark, as the baby snake could get injured after coming under her feet. However, one day she accidentally stepped on a baby snake's tail and ended up hurting him. Subsequently, she left for her marital home. Next year, during the Shravan, the woman prepared an idol of the Sheshnag and kept it outside her home and performed puja. Meanwhile, the baby snake had got injured, wondered why his tail appeared to be cut. The mother revealed that his aunt had unknowingly stamped on his tail and hence it got cut. The baby snake was furious and wanted to avenge his aunt. However, after seeing her worshipping his father, the baby snake had to change of the heart. He blessed his aunt and said that everyone who does not have a brother can worship the snake on the day of the Nag Panchami, and those who would worship the snake on this day would not have an untimely date and they would get rid of the Kal Sarpa Yog. So children, this is a story which is we are listening from our generation to generation. But why this story we are listening from generation to generation, children? Actually, there is a reason behind. As you know that the God has created many creatures. God has created many creatures on this earth. Among them, man is the most intelligent animal. So, God has given us some duties also. We should take care of the all other living things on the earth. Maybe you have noticed in the last month, your mama has worshipped a banyan tree. वडाचा झाडाची पूजा केली असेल. ओके, सो लास्ट मंथ युअर मम्मा हॅज वर्शिप ट्री अँड दिस मंथ शी इज वर्शिपिंग द स्नेक विच इज अ ॲनिमल. सो ऑल दिस अवर हिंदू फेस्टिवल्स आर गिविंग अस मेसेज दॅट वी शूड टेक केअर ऑफ द अदर लिव्हिंग थिंग्स ऑन द अर्थ दॅट कॅन बी अ प्लांट ओर दॅट कॅन बी अ ॲनिमल. We should take care of all the things which are in our surrounding. We should not cut the trees. We should not hurt the animals unnecessarily. God has created so many animals. Among all these animals, God has made human being as the most intelligent animal. Why, children? What is the reason? Because God has given us some responsibility also. It is our responsibility to take care of this beautiful earth. If we will kill the animals and cut the trees, the balance on the earth or the nature will be disturbed. So we should take care of all the plants and the animals. Okay, children, bye bye. Take care of yourself and your family members as well as our surrounding.